Christmas decorations.
Mm-hmm.
And the was in the mouse droppings to your elbow. And of course, after the we lost a young man, 17 years old, they didn't know whether he was restoring an old car.
Uh-huh.
And got into the mouse droppings in there, or he also had a band, and they practiced in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And he played the saxophone, and they thought he might have breathed in something from that saxophone.
Wow.
But
I guess I've heard that, you know, I've heard that that's really bad for you. Is that something that hits you pretty immediately, or does it sort of accumulate?
You get just like flu system symptoms.
Uh-huh.
And then just go downhill. They have not found a cure for it.
Hmm. Wow.
And they claim the meadow mice, the little kangaroo mice and deer mice,
mm-hmm.
carry it.
Are those all things that you have around here, all those types?
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's tragic. 17 years old.
So we haven't got those those old decorations out because they don't have. I suggested that we take and clean them and with the ones that, you know, that was possibly cleanable.
Yeah.
Because they claim the only thing that'll kill that germ is bleach.
Mm-hmm.
And let them dry thoroughly and store them in metal that mice couldn't get into.
Mm.
So we have. Oh, I took and made some lace. More Victorian style decorations. Done the tree one year,
mm-hmm.
and tied them with ribbon. Just tied them to the tree.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk a little bit more about food. We did pretty good. There's some other items I want to look for. What is? Do you have corn? Do people eat corn on the cob around here?
Yes, but it's usually brought in from the Canyon City area.
Okay, is that what they would call it? Corn on the cob, or?
Mm-hmm.
They ever call it roasting ears?
Yes.
Okay. What is the outside of the corn on the cob that you have to peel?
The husk.
Okay. Is there something in
silks?
Okay. Did we mention beets? Are beets grown around here at all?
Beets do pretty good here.
Do they? What about squash?
Not a long enough season right here. Okay. Now, in Cara Springs, you can raise squash,
mm-hmm.
and eastern Colorado.
Okay.
They freeze real easy.
Oh, do they? Do you have something that, do people, well, probably out in Gunnison and Delta, I when fruit is boiled and then sort of mashed, put in jars and put in the refrigerator. You have a name for that?
Pureed.
Pureed. What about the name of the thing that the result of that? What's used? You put it on toast and stuff like that. You know?
Jam,
okay.
Jelly.
Okay. Is there a difference between jam and jelly?
Jam is more the pureed, and jelly is strained.
Okay.
It's just made from the juice.
Are those both called preserves? Or is that something
your
else?
Preserves are the actual fruit, one that it's cut into pieces.
Okay, okay. Are mushrooms grown around here at all?
Not edible ones.
No. Do you see them around though?
A lot.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of something called chipped beef?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is?
Now, you did say chipped. Beef?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's similar to jerky, only okay. It's softer. It's not processed like jerky is.
Yeah, jerky's pretty tough.